Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 362 of our classic podcast, and this is from May of 2005. It's Lloyd Bonafide weighing in on a news story that was prominent back then. It was the Terri Schiavo story. Terri Schiavo was a young woman in Florida, a mother and wife who had suffered an injury and was thus incapacitated in a coma for quite some time. In fact, the entire world was weighing in on whether or not the life support to Terri Schiavo should be terminated. One of those weighing in was our own Lloyd Bonafide, Korean War veteran and heating and plumbing executive. And he noticed from the widely circulated photos of Ms. Schiavo, the terrible situation that she was in, the malady that was affecting her, causing a contortion of her face as these photographs were circulated worldwide. But for Lloyd, it meant that she was staring right at him, of course. So let's listen to Lloyd as he expresses his misgivings. And then at the end of this bit, let's listen to him carve up Bruce Springsteen's Hungry Heart. Yes, it's Lloyd Bonafide, episode 362 of the Classic Podcast. Mr. Lloyd Bonafide is a retiree living in the Alhambra, California area who has sent out an email to media, and media has responded to your email. I want to welcome you to our program, Mr. Bonafide, and ask you to read as well the letter that you sent to the media. But first, I want to ask you why you got involved personally in this story.
Phil, I first saw the story on the nightly news. My wife and I both saw the story on the nightly news, and it was our opinion that this woman's image being broadcast over the news media of the United States was beginning to have, I felt, a very negative effect on many of our senior citizens, individuals who have had a tough time in life. And what I mean by that is any individual who may have had employment difficulties, veterans who are wounded, individuals who experience any malady from it, be it sexual dysfunction to the loss of income. I wrote the following. If your producer said that I should read this.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Yes, sir. I wrote the following email to the members of the media at the level of press, television, and radio. Recent images showing the poor, unfortunate circumstance of Mrs. Terri Schiavo, and which show graphically the condition of this unfortunate woman, have also spurred comment in the senior citizen community that the image of Ms. Schiavo, who is very evidently smiling with her eyes open, even though she is in a complete coma, is an unnecessary and cynical image and exploits the vulnerability of billions of Americans, those who are terminally ill and others currently finding life to be a struggle. We respectfully request that all further images of Terri Schiavo, the woman who is in a coma but still grins with her eyes open, be ceased.
Now, why do you want to? Why don't you want to see any more pictures of Terri Schiavo?
Well, my wife asked me the same question when we began this email campaign, and I'll tell you what I told her. Because here is a woman, and this poor gal has been in this state, but every night the news media brings us an image of her, and in each and every image, Mr. Henry, the woman has an enormous grin on her face, even though she's in a stark, raving coma. This mocks, in my opinion, people who struggle.
And she's not doing it on purpose.
No, sir. No, I don't think she's doing it on purpose, but the question needs to be asked. Why would someone in a coma be grinning, with a big, forgive my, with a crap-eating grin on her face? Why would she be doing that? And I've had blood pressure problems. And
again, she's not doing it on purpose.
No, she's not doing it on purpose, but there's no reason. And I seen here on TV just the other day on the NBC, and I was watching the gentleman on the NBC, and now let's go down to Florida, and as you know, the news media will go there. And once again, here is this woman who has been in a coma smiling. You ask yourself, why? Why is she smiling? Why is she? She's in a coma, but she's grinning like a Cheshire cat. And what?
Because the muscles atrophy that way.
Yeah, you know, I know that. Yes, and also, but it is still difficult to look at when you are struggling with life.
Why do you say that?
Because if she's in a coma and she's smiling like she just hit the lottery, it mocks the real struggles of the rest of us. And I have asked the people at NBC and the people on the CNBC broadcast that my wife and I enjoy so very deeply and the other broadcasts, if they will cease. And they have said, no, they will not.
Okay, so you've gotten your definite answer.
I've gotten my definite answer. And so I came to them with a compromise, which I said to the people at the CNBC and over the MSNBC, which are the two of the channels that my wife Gloria and I watch. I said, would you please then have the common decency to at least, when you are filming Bischavo, to drape either a towel or a napkin or something across her face in a respectful way, so that she's, she's not great. And this is not insulting people. And
all right, well, hold on for a minute. Are you reading into this woman's expression some kind of a mocking thing?
I don't believe the woman is. Mr. Henry, I'm a Korean War veteran. I fought for this country in Korea. And I think that of all the people in your audience who has a right to request that they not be made fun of, it's me.
Who is me? If Terry Schiavo's not making fun of you...
I don't believe she is, no.
And she's not. Do you think NBC is making fun? And this isn't just NBC. This is all of the...
No, I know. It's all the electronic media.
Yeah, it's all the media that has been there with photographic equipment. Are they mocking you?
I think that they're being insensitive. And we look at today in all of the TV shows you look at, and everything is filth, filth, filth. And everything is, now it's just nonstop filth. And once they get the filth under control, then because they can't, it seems like they can't get their jollies showing you graphic filth, so then they decide to make fun of you. And so they just, okay, we won't show Janet Jackson's breast, but why don't we have this woman in a coma grinning at a man who has had sexual dysfunction, or a veteran who is suffering from hard times, or
why is her grin?
Because she's in the coma.
All right. So in other words, a woman in a coma is smiling, and that mocks the difficulties that other people are having.
Yes.
And your reasoning is because if a woman in a coma can smile, then everybody else is some kind of a sissy.
Yes, in a way, yes. Because if she's in a deep, dark coma, and she's Rip Van Winkle, and she's got a big, crap-eating grin. Excuse me for saying.
It's not a crap-eating grin, sir. It's not like she doesn't have a secret she's hiding.
No, I know that. But I'm just saying, if she can smile that way, then I'm not allowed to complain about anything, and I think it's unfair.
And so you're asking that they drape a towel over her face or a napkin or something?
Yes, sir, I think so. I think we've seen enough of this poor, unfortunate woman's face grinning from ear to ear like she's, she just won, what was the thing you were just talking about, the American Idol show.
All right. All right. Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686 is the number. You know the 1-800-449-8686. I'm sorry I haven't given the phone number out until now, but I've been talking here with Lloyd Bonafide about this lady, Terry Schiavo. Ms. Schiavo has been in a coma, and she has, every time we see her on television, her muscles have atrophied into a position where her face, she's grinning, she's smiling. Mr. Bonafide has written a number of emails to the news media asking that they not show her on TV anymore. Not because it's disturbing, but because it is a mocking kind of a smile. Is that right, sir?
Yes, that's correct. It's simply, she's smiling. It's almost like, I'm in a coma and I'm smiling, so you must be some kind of a, P-U-S-S, and I don't want to spell it out, but...
Okay, all right. And so you've asked the broadcast media to stop doing that, and if they won't do that, and they refused.
Yes, sir, they did refuse.
So now, the next time they go into a hotel, or into a hospital room, forgive me, put a towel, you said a towel or a napkin?
Well, anything. You can put anything. Generally, when they serve them their food, they bring a plate where there's a napkin available or something. We want to, or you can put a black screen on there, a napkin on her face. Anything to keep her from smiling at me and making, and you know, she looks like she just dropped the kids off at the pool after being constipated for a week, you know? That's, and I find it to be an offensive thing.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Terry Schiavo, she's been in a coma. Her face is seen on TV every night. She's the lady who is laying there with kind of that smile on her face as they help her. Mr. Bonafide believes that that smile is mocking. It's a cynical smile. It's one that makes fun of the misfortune of other people. Can they just not show her face on TV? And if they do, if they have to show the hospital room, can they drape a towel or a napkin over her face so it's not offensive? And certainly these things have been requested before in the past. Would you mind, you know, blacking out someone's eyes? Would you mind blacking out or pixelating a certain part of the screen? He would like to have her face either pixelated or a towel put over it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Terry Schiavo and her smile while she's in a coma. Does it mock gentlemen like Mr. Bonafide, who is suffering from sexual dysfunction? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Building sandcastles in your mind. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're back with Lloyd Bonafide, a gentleman who has been in the media lately about on the Terry Schiavo case. And Terry Schiavo is the Florida mother and wife who has been in a coma now for, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 years, maybe longer. And we see her on television. The image of her face, she is sort of, face is sort of frozen in a half smile. Her eyes are open. She's in this coma, as I mentioned. You think the plug should be pulled on her?
Yes, sir. We certainly do. And we certainly support her husband in that feeling because, again, you have to get back to the fact that every night, the news media has decided to shove into our homes this picture of her smiling. Now, if you put yourself in the shoes of the husband who goes to that hospital every day, she's taken care of, she's fed, she has she's wiped and powdered or whatever they do, I don't know, and she has a bedpan that's emptied religiously. And through it all, she's smiling. I think it would make any man decide the best thing to do is pull a plug. When you're emptying a woman's bedpan and she's grinning at you, I think it's something where you say to yourself, okay, that tears it. It's one thing to have to do that kind of work. It's another thing to have her smiling back at me.
But again... She's not doing it on purpose.
I understand that, Mr. Hendry, but sometimes it goes beyond that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Do you think Terry Schiavo should have the plug pulled on her if for no other reason than her husband coming in every day to empty a bedpan sees her smiling back at him? And you, Mr. Bonafide, as a consumer of the news, seeing that smiling face makes you feel a little, makes you feel less of a man because you've got a lot of problems. She's in a coma and she's smiling.
Yes, sir. And I think a lot of Americans share this opinion. I think that you'll find a outpouring of people who support me. I've gotten the email. I've gotten so many people calling and saying, right, God, you are, boy, I don't know where you live, but I got to meet you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to a phone call. John, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go right ahead.
Yes, I really don't understand the reasoning of this Mr. Bonafide in talking about Terry. I don't think he really understands that much about her, and talking about that her smile is painted on or whatever. He doesn't know whether she's been in a deep coma. This woman gives a lot of response to her parents. I don't know if her smile comes from that or what, and he doesn't know either. I don't understand why he's worried about her smiling. He doesn't even have to watch it if he doesn't want to.
Well,
why does he constantly have to think that he's watching something if it bothers him that much?
Well, first of all, the news media broadcasts it all over the television.
You don't have to watch it.
I understand that, sir, but she doesn't have to be grinning back at me as if I'm less.
There you go again. Everything you say is something that you can control.
I'm sorry?
I don't. Everything that you're complaining about is something you have control over.
Look, at what? What do you mean I have control over
it? You don't have to look at something if you don't want to.
So you're in favor of pornography on television?
Oh, that's a wonderful comment. That has a lot to do with this woman.
Well, you can control that, too, can't you? You can control that, Jim.
What kind of reasoning does that have to do with
anything? It's exactly the reasoning that you're using, sir. And I would say that...
Well, are you trying to say that Ms. Chavo's face, the smile, is pornographic?
I'm not saying it's pornographic, no. But I am saying it causes the same kind of emotional distress that pornography can cause. Because all of a sudden, she's smiling back at me. What's she smiling about? See?
Mr. Henry?
Yes, sir.
Could I just get another point before I don't have any more time? I don't
Go
know
ahead.
How much time.
But I want to say,
this...
the husband comes and empties that bedpan, and she's smiling back at him. I think that's an insult.
He's talking about this husband. I think if you look into some of the facts about this, there's a very big question about this husband and what his role in all of this is. It's possible. This woman has fractures in her body that they found through x-rays, and there's a very good possibility that this was a battered woman.
Oh, now don't start going down a road that you can't back up on, my friend.
Well,
and let's just stick to the
facts. If you look into it, you tell me whether you believe some of these stories or not.
Well, sir, I've looked into it, and what I'm looking at is grinning.
You haven't looked into it because you don't even understand what her response to her parents is, and how much she does respond in as far as being in the coma.
Well, wait a second. You say she responds. When I say to someone, hi, how are you? And they go, they grunt. I don't call that a response.
Did you read about a woman just the other day that was like this for 20 years and now she's come around again?
Well,
This happens all the time.
Wait a second. I think that's been, you got to look deeper into that. That may not have happened.
What do you mean it may not have happened?
They make these stories up in order to keep
Lord.
These Terry Chavos around. Why not pull the plug on her? So why don't they have the decency to drape a napkin over her
face?
Thank
you, Mr. Henry.
Right,
I just wish you weren't giving him this so much time. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, sir.
See, he ran off. He ran out. He ran out like a scared rat because he knew I was making my point.
Well, the point you're making, sir, is not one that's very substantial.
Well, what do you mean?
I'll tell you what I mean. That guy made a good point. Terry Chavo is responsive to parents, and although I agree with you, he shouldn't be talking about, you know, the husband.
I think the husband, in the Terry Chavo case, I forget what his name is. I think it's George or it's either George or Romeo.
Romeo Chavo.
Yes, sir.
All right.
He has been taking a bedpan with a towel over his arm, back and forth, and every time he comes back to the bed to slide the pan back in, there she is staring at him with a big smile on her face. It's almost like when you were a kid and someone let one go in the car, and he'd be like grinning. You know,
you're attributing to a woman in a coma these negative intentions, and I don't think you can do that. 1-800-449-8686. Greta, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Lloyd Bonafide.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
This guy is out of his mind. What he doesn't realize is that is just a normal reaction on a face of somebody who has had not speech therapy or any form of therapy. The fact that she can even still make that smile, it's amazing, okay?
Well, you see, why is she smiling? There
exactly, because I believe she recognizes you know, she has been around people who love her, her family, and she must, you know, there is a smile coming on because there's something that she still sees.
But
if they were to put her into occupational therapy, into physical therapy, get her out of that room.
Yes. But the problem is it also affects guys like me and others that I know.
Oh, well, just turn off the TV or don't look at it. It could be you, and somebody could be saying that about you.
Well, I tell you right now, if I was ever in a coma, I wouldn't be grinning about it.
You wouldn't know about it.
I'd be hopping mad.
You wouldn't know whether you were grinning or not. It would be the people who were taking care of you that would know it.
I would be hopping mad if I was in a coma.
Listen, she's not in that type of a coma where she has no reaction whatsoever.
I think they should pull the plug so that the husband doesn't have to keep emptying a bedpan.
Boy, I don't know who's as a partner in life.
Where are you?
Make sure they know to pull the plug.
My wife knows.
May not be that lucky.
My wife knows that I will pull the plug on her if I feel it necessary.
Oh, that's great. Greta, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Lloyd Bonafide on Terry Schiavo. That grin is mocking him. He thinks they should pull the plug. Phil Hendry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
But I'm not doing an American Idol tryout here.
I understand that, sir, but I discussed it with your producer, and they said that I could sing the Bruce Springsteen song Hungry Heart at the end of my interview time.
If we have time, sir.
That was not my understanding. My understanding was that I would be allowed...
All right, I'll try to get to it, but I got phone calls to get to, and we want to reset for the audience. Mr. Lloyd Bonafide, who is actively in the media, emails to the media saying, we don't want to see Terry Schiavo's smiling face any longer because she's smiling and she's in a coma. How does it make the rest of us feel who don't have problems as big and yet we're depressed? I mean, in other words, what you're saying is you have sexual dysfunction, correct?
Yes, not that I want to keep hammering that, but...
Yeah, okay, but you do.
Yes, sir, I do.
And so when she's smiling, you're thinking what?
I think that I'm, you know, what am I complaining about? She's in a coma, she's smiling, and yet why don't I... I have the right to complain, but she's telling me, no, I can't.
She's telling you. See, that's what people are saying. She's in a coma. She doesn't know.
But the fact that she's smiling sends the message. What's wrong with just taking a napkin or a Bounty towel and laying it over her face as they do the broadcast? That's my question.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Romeo, go ahead.
Yes, Sir Henry, I'd have to say to the gentleman that called in, this lady that's in a coma, number one, it's her husband's decision to make a call if he wants to unplug her or not because of the coma condition. The smile that she has on her face is not offensive to anyone in the public. She is not purposely laughing at this gentleman or anybody else that's in the public eye here or on the street.
You don't feel she's mocking you?
Pardon?
You don't feel, this is Mr. Bonafide, you don't feel that she's mocking you in any way?
Of course not. Of course not. I feel very sad for this lady. But I also sense that this lady may have a sense of peace within her, and this smile may be to reflect to her family that she's had a peace with herself and that this is a state of mind that she's in. The only people that can call that, as far as I'm concerned, is that, you know, you seem to be making a call or a decision that would be based only by myself. My opinion is God. Who are we to tell this family that they have to put a cloth over this lady's face because she has a smile? I mean...
No, I'm just saying when the news media is around, have the common courtesy to drape a towel over it.
Jesus, man.
There's no need for it. This lady is not mocking you, sir. She's not doing anything to offend you. I mean, if you're that insensitive to this whole thing, why do you watch the newscast?
Well, sir, I would add, doesn't when she drools a little bit, that doesn't chap your hide.
When she what?
Drools.
Drools?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you ever seen handicapped people that drool? I mean, do you turn your negative on people that are handicapped?
Well, sir, I'm a Korean War veteran. I saw enough guys in crutches at the VA to last me a lifetime.
Now, and I've got friends that were in World War II, and I'll tell you what, you know, if you've been in
do they drool? No, they
if
don't.
If you get in the military, sir, then I'm sure if you realize that you probably see dying men with smiles on their face.
Yeah, you know? The last Chinaman I killed had a big smile on his face.
All right.
Look, all I'm trying to say is, God bless her. I hope she has a wonderful life. But, you know, that grin. What about the husband? This guy's paying hospital bills out of his rear end, and she's grinning about it.
That's for the husband to decide, sir, not for anybody in the public eye.
Exactly. All right, Romeo, thank you for your call, sir. Good points. 1-800-449-8686.
Can I interrupt, Mr. Henry?
Yes.
You say good point to him. What about me? Have I not made a good point?
Your points that you're making are ones that I can't even begin to agree with. I don't agree that she's mocking you.
I didn't say on purpose for GD's sake. I said it's the sense that you get.
That you get, not a lot of other people get. Let's go over to Terry. Hi, Terry. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
I just personally, the guy that was on there, I don't even know, is he still there?
Yes, my name is Mr. Bonafide.
I'm sorry. That was rude. Are you married?
Yes, I most certainly am. I've been married 37 years to Gladys next August.
37 years. So if your wife was in a coma and she was smiling, you would want to put a towel over her face?
I'd want to know what she's smiling about. You're in a coma and you're smiling. What's that about?
Did you ever think that maybe this person was talking to angels up above? Did you ever think that they were thanking God that they were still around?
Oh, okay.
Did you ever think for a second that in the Bible it says, and when you marry somebody, first of all...
Ma'am, let's stay on the planet Earth here for just a second, if you don't mind.
I am on planet Earth, but see, the point
you're
is...
You're talking
you
to angels.
Somebody, when you marry somebody, it's for better or for worse through sickness and health. So in other words, when your wife is sick, you're going to put a towel over her face because she's slobbering? What about if she gets Parkinson's disease? Are you going to put a 2x4 next to her head so it don't shake anymore?
No, dear. But I'll tell you this. If my wife had Parkinson's, I'm certainly not going to wheel her through a china shop so she can destroy every precious item in there.
I think that you're selfish and you're being insensitive. And I think that it makes you less of a man. I mean, that's my personal opinion.
That was dirty pool. You know I've got a dysfunction problem, and you're coming. That's dirty pool.
That's dirty pool?
Yes, ma'am. I've got a sexual dysfunction problem. You said I'm less of a man.
Well, I'm sorry you have a sexual problem. Maybe you should say, hey, how about your wife puts a towel over your lap for that?
Holy Jesus.
Well,
so you're making...
That's very good, Terry. I'm glad she said that
When somebody is in a coma and they're smiling, I would thank God and the heavens and the earth that this person is still with us. And thank God that the doctors that are on this earth can keep the people alive and bring them back. Okay?
So in other words, somebody ought to put a towel over my lap. That's where I'm frozen.
Well, I mean, you're saying just because somebody in a coma, if they're smiling, put a towel over their face, if you don't like it, don't look.
Well, look, nobody's bringing my sexual dysfunction into your home every night, unless, of course, you want it, savvy? And I'm saying...
All right, man. All right, look at Terry, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
But, you know, this talk about angels scares me.
You should pay more attention to. Maybe your life
would be better. Can you prove there's angels? I don't think so. I know
there's angels, darling, because we're all here, aren't we?
Yeah.
What's
that got to do with angels? Holy God.
All right, Terry, thank you for your call. I think she's a very religious person.
It's great.
Mr. Bonafide, you lived through war. You lived through a whole life. You don't have a spiritual sense?
Mr. Henry, I have always lived by my fists, by my military issue M16 that I still keep in my closet, by a skinning knife that I keep taped with electric tape to my boot at all times, and by the fact that when someone is laying in a hospital room in a deep, dark, sinking coma and they're grinning like a Cheshire cat back at me, well, let me tell you what. Somebody's got a turd in their pocket. And I will tell you...
I think that you're a bitter guy.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, it's all about me, huh?
Yeah, it's about you. You called up with this idiotic cockamamie story. Yes, it's about you.
I want the right to... I don't want to speak to the host any longer. Is there someone else there I can speak to?
No, you got to talk to me.
Well, I want to sing my song.
All right. Do we have to break? Okay. Let me take one more phone call then, and then we'll break. All right. It's Chris. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, how's it going, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Listen, Mr. Bonafide, I don't know how often you're watching the news or not, but apparently you haven't been paying too much attention to it because, you see, the husband of Mrs. Chavo hasn't even had anything to do with her since she's been in this state.
Yeah, after he came and changed the bedpan.
Oh, and good God. Listen to you, man. You are so...
No, sir. I'm saying...
No. You know something? You know, Mr. Bonafide, I believe you are starting to go through dementia, not
oh,
just...
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Knock my mental... Because I don't agree with you. Call me insane. There you go.
No,
that's
no.
A great argument.
You just are not... You're not listening.
Are you
to
saying...
Any
I
kind
want
to
jump in. Are you
that
saying
anybody
that after...
is trying to say to you, Mr. Bonafide?
After he changed that bedpan and he saw her grinning back at him, of course he left.
Okay, all right. All right, look at Chris, thank you for your call. I got a break here. And
what's everyone are you laughing at me? Oh, man, don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me. Never eyeball a junkyard dog.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk radio's speed trap. Show is back. 1-800-449-6686.
You can sing Hungry Heart. I got to take another call here. Chris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Lloyd Bonafide about the Terry Schiavo issue. Go ahead.
Yeah, you there?
Yes, sir, right here.
Yeah. I want to ask Mr. Bonafide, do you believe in God?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, sir.
I said, do you believe in God?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
Just what I ask you. Do you believe in God? Do you, or do you even
well, how
know
you
who
spell
God
it?
Is?
Do I know who God is?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar.
Well, you know the concept of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay. Do you believe that he exists?
Well, I don't know rightfully how you can know that. How do you know that?
Read your Bible. That's how you know it.
Well, that's just one guy's opinion.
No, that's God's word, brother.
Well, says who?
Says God.
See, there you go again. Now we're into that circular logic.
No, it's not logic. It's the
word
of God.
You don't know that he exists.
Yes, I do.
How do you know?
Because I talk to him about every day.
And you call me nuts, Mr. Hendry. You got a guy like this on your phone?
Look, at the man prays, okay?
All right.
Now, let me ask you
something. And I say, have the decency to put a napkin over Terry Schiavo's face, and I'm a bad guy, and this guy's talking to the fairies.
God is not a fairy,
all right,
brother.
Look, if you talk to God, what's he sound like? Yeah,
if
gotcha.
You talked to him, you'd know.
Gotcha.
No, you didn't get me.
Yeah, I got you, because you
no,
can't
you
tell me what he's... All right, what's he look like?
I don't know. I haven't seen God yet.
But you've talked to him.
You better believe it.
Okay, what's he sound like?
He sounds just like me and you.
Then he sounds like a couple of jackasses.
No.
What is that supposed to mean?
He said he sounds like the two of us. That means he sounds like two jackballs.
Well, excuse me, but I'm not a jackball.
Well, I am. Hey, let me ask you.
Everybody in the United States and all over knows that by
now. Does he carry lightning bolts in his hands, or is that just a rumor?
Nobody.
Okay, quit with your smart-ass comments and just listen to what the man has to say.
When it's your time, let me say something here. When it's your time to go, you'll go. There won't be no life support save you or anything else. When it's your time to leave this earth, you're going to go. And it's not that woman's time yet.
We don't know that. All we know is she's grinning from ear to ear. Like
no,
she just hit the Irish sweepstakes.
She's not grinning. That's her muscles, the way they contracted when her brain was starved to death from oxygen.
Into a smile? Holy jeez.
Well, look, you know what? You sound like a nice guy, Chris, but if God sounds like you, I think my phone is busy, if you know what I mean. Now then, I'd like to get...
Don't blow him off. He's my caller.
That's I want to get the second hungry heart for Jesus in a car seat's sake.
Well, I'm telling you, if it was that...
Hey, Chris, I want to ask you a question. Do you think if Jesus and Mary lived today that she'd have him in a car seat? Seriously, I mean, it's a good question. If Mary and Jesus were alive today, would she have him in a car seat? Yes or no?
What kind of a question is that?
I'm just curious. Do you think she'd carry him around in a supermarket basket?
No.
And then she'd wonder, where is he? And she'd find him sitting there talking to the guy that runs the meat market on how to better organize his steaks and stuff.
No, he'd be in church praying to his father is where he'd be.
Well, yeah, but once he got into the van with Mary, he'd be in a car seat. Or are you telling me they'd walk everywhere?
They'd probably walk everywhere.
Okay, now Mr. Henry, I want to sing Hungry Heart.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He's nuts. How do you live in America and not have a car?
Okay, look at Chris. Thank you for calling it.
No, I want to know. Would Mary drive a van, yes or no?
Don't answer his questions, Chris.
I'm not.
Would Mary carry Jesus in a baby Bjorn?
Can I say something here, Phil?
Please.
Mr. Bonafide?
Yes, sir.
All I'm asking you, you need to get God in your life, brother. Are you the same one?
So this is what it's about. I need to get God in my life. Why didn't you just spit it out then?
Okay. And another thing, can I ask one more question?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Are you the one that chased the woman with your RV?
Yes, I am.
Would you have still grabbed that woman by the collar if her husband would have been sitting in the car? No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would have.
And all right, look, I got a break, Chris.
All right.
I don't know what he's talking about. He's nuts.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Married walk everywhere. What a...
Get out of here. All right, you can sing your stupid song when we come back if I ever find the CD. Oh, here it is. All right, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Born again. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Sing your song, man, okay?
I'm going to be trying out for American Idol here. It'll be coming up here. And this is a song that means a lot to me because, oh, God, I wish I was Bruce Springsteen. Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride and never went back. Like a river that don't know where it's flowing, I took a wrong turn and I just kept going. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody's got a heart. Is that
hungry heart?
Made out your money and you play your. How are they spelling heart?
H-E-A-R-T.
I've got a hungry heart. By the way, the Phil Henry program. Thanks, myself, Lloyd Bonafide, David G. Hall, Margaret Gray, Dr. William Pollard, Dave Oliver, Harvey Wireman, and, of course, me, Lloyd Bonafide, for being on the show tonight. The parts of all of those characters were played by Mr. Henry.